Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Plays. I'm playing Savant Remix or something. I'm not even playing the remix version, I'm playing the classic right now, because I never played the classic. But, yeah, I got a few things to talk about before I go to bed. So this isn't going to be that long, but, yeah, I'm just going to play for maybe about 15, 20 minutes and talk about some things. Alright guys, so the main topic is joystick. So basically I don't really know what's going on there. I have some ideas, but I'm not real sure. Because, you know, they do claim to be a place where you can play games and not safe for work games. And of course there are people absolutely playing games. But I've also noticed a lot of just regular old cameras coming on there. And one thing that I learned is by going to an older place called ePlay, which was doing the same thing a long time ago, they are now completely covered. Like, the whole page is covered with cam girls. Just completely loaded with cam girls. I don't have anything against cam girls, but the thing is, there gets to be a point where it's like, hey, you guys have, you know, of course, OnlyFans is popular, Fansly, MyFans, many videos. There's so many different places that you can go for that kind of content, right? But for gaming content and the not safe for work variety, it's very difficult to find because, of course, YouTube doesn't allow it at all. I mean, when you do it, you basically have to, cut all the naughty bits out, right? Like Scavenger does, and maybe some of the other guys that do, like the Edelgay, they'll cut out pieces, you know, so that they can put it on Steam. Or, excuse me, on, I don't know why I keep saying Steam, but YouTube. Oh, okay, I totally get how to play this now. Alright, I felt like an idiot. It's... That's cool. So it's kind of more of a puzzle game, but, you know, it's cool. It's something I can play while I'm talking. But, yeah, guys, like I said, you know, there's not a lot of places to play these kinds of games, and I do know that one of the guys that started out, when I started out doing an Arrowgate channel, he's been doing a lot of games. He's done all the Rance games and just a bunch of stuff, and he's, I think, an Asian guy that does it. And of course, he's been reading for Rance and all these other characters, and it's pretty good. I don't have a problem with what he's doing. He doesn't get a hell of a lot of people, but he is trying to do a Patreon, and he's also very prolific like me, so I have no problem with the guy. I think it's this, all I know is the name starts with an A. I can't remember what it is. It's a Japanese anime sort of thing, but, you know, it fits, and he's kind of filling in for Bosquar, you know, because Bosquar has been doing it, and now Bosquar is unfortunately passed, so this guy's kind of, you know, holding the reins for him, you know, on YouTube and other places, and he hasn't been taken out yet. I guess he's just very careful what he does, you know, the Rance games, that was pushing it a little bit. And of course, Scavenger, he does AVN. Scavenger, I definitely recommend him, he's pretty cool. He likes to show his face. I could, but I don't. I don't really want it to be like a thing where you see me talking. I don't want it to be about me. Like me as the person. I want you to kind of hear my voice and what I have to say. And by looking at me, that kind of divorces my voice and what I'm talking about. You know? TFM said it's never about the messenger, it's about the message. And that's how I feel about it. I think that's important. Let's see, push bumper to fire. Okay, so that's how I get rid of them guys. Alright. And of course, TFM's still going strong. I saw that he had a 5-hour stream just today on alt content websites. But yeah, there's plenty of places. Well, there's plenty of places if you want to edit your content, which, I mean, yeah, I could do, but at the same time, it's like, no, I would rather give you guys the unadulterated experience that the developer intended, rather than neutering it to make YouTube happy. And devs are having to neuter their content to make Steam happy, because I read something regarding Summer's Gone, which just came out yesterday. And basically, it turned out that the developer had to edit a lot of things in order to not only keep his music license for that first season, but also to appease Steam. And these were really ridiculous things. Like, when I saw what he was actually doing, I'm like, come on, Steam is really starting to use the same arguments they used for the Aerogay games, the ones that take place in high school. But they're saying, oh, you see too much breast. What? Dude, there's a game that just came out called Sex Universe, which is trending right now because it's pretty much this huge interactive alien sex game, and it's actually getting pretty popular, and they're showing the whole nine yards in the trailer. So I have no idea what the hell Steam's problem is, because that wasn't an underage looking fucking character. You know what the characters look like in the AVNs, and we're not talking about the young characters, we're talking about the actual adult characters. So yeah, that just strikes me bizarre a little bit. But, anyway, the issue that I kind of have with Joystick right now is, I don't know, maybe it was the way they did it, but basically a team or developer, animator, they basically came to them asking for a collaboration. I'm not going to say much about who this is, but I am going to say that they do Futanari content. You know I don't like Futa characters. We have dealt with Futa characters. And obviously we can't really show Futa characters too much on any of these channels. Aaron's not too crazy about it, and BitChute, man. When I did that one How to Fix the Future that had the Futanari teacher, dude, that video got banned. Like, I don't even know. It was just like, that was a no-no. The platform was just telling me, I'm sorry, we can't allow that. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. I mean, I could probably get it unbanned, but, I mean, it is what it is. Ooh, losing a lot of hearts. Oh, let me see how these are working now. Oh! Again, this is a fun little game to talk. But yeah, back to the subject. So basically, there's like a rule in that server that you can't like promote or advertise or something, and I guess they didn't see it. In any way, their advertisement guy, or their marketing guy rather, he basically, you know, it sends a very professional message, and They were basically, alright, so here's the thing. He sends a professional message. There's actually a copy of it in another part of the server. So I was able to read what he wrote and, you know, look at it, as I have dealt with many promotional messages myself. And I'm like, okay, this isn't so bad. And apparently he linked this site, but I didn't see it. One of the people on there said he did. But at any rate, he was basically saying he wanted to collaborate with the site and have people, you know, look at his content and all that. Of course, not everybody would be into Futanari. Futanari is, you know, again, it's a certain fetish, and some people aren't into it, yet there are some that are, you know, maybe that way as far as this the streamer profile goes. Like, maybe they're trying to be a Fuda or a femboy or whatever the fuck. I mean, it's whatever. It's weird degeneracy, right? But anyway, so I went and I looked at their site because I was curious. And I know, I was like, okay, so who is this? See, at first I didn't even really know they were Futanari. They mentioned that they did stories and some of them were Futanari. I found out by looking at their website that although it was extremely well done animations in Blender. We're not talking Daz 3D, we're talking Blender. This is pretty high quality animation. It's all Futanari. Like, everything they do is Futa. And I'm like, my god. But there's apparently a audience for them. So I went to another server, not safe for work, friendly, you know, folks and people that knew more than I do. Because, I mean, a lot of people say, oh yeah, Grim knows what I do, but I don't know everything. So, you know, when you don't know, you go to people who have more information or have been in the scene longer than you. So, that's what I did. I basically asked around and I got some information. So, what happened is the Futanari people or whatever are actually part of a very big and well-known, again, I didn't know this because I wasn't that familiar. I remember that I had bookmarked a page a long time ago because when I looked at their website, it brought up that page that I had bookmarked a long time ago. And I looked and I'm like, oh wow, they're still at it. And yeah, Puppet Master and all these other people, you know, they're definitely still, you know, making this kind of stuff. And it's very popular. It's doing well. There's Patreon supports. I mean, it's not like Being a Dick level or Summer, what the hell was that game? Summertime Saga level. But yeah, they're making money. People are paying good bits of money for this stuff. So, I mean, it's high quality animation, whether you like it or not. You know, I looked at the animations and I looked at the characters and I'm like, yeah, they're really putting a lot of hard work into this. So you can't hate them there. But the thing is, according to one of the guys in the AVN group, he said to me, he's like, okay, so basically the story content is basically my vampire Fuda girlfriend fucks your wife Fuda. It's like, what? He said, yeah, that's pretty much their stories. But I did ask him, I said, okay, well, you know, all that aside, are these guys well known in the industry? Are there somebody that, you know, that you would consider to be well known? And he, you know, did say that he knows a lot about these different groups and things. And he said, yeah, of the industry, these guys are actually well known. This is a pretty big group. So, one person said that Joystick may have put a nail in their coffin with this, the rudeness. But one of the things that really upset me, and I've been getting into a lot of arguments with this person, is there's a person that's in the server, and they option to do something to help streamers. I'm not going to talk about what it was, but it was something to help streamers from getting their content stolen. That's all we'll say. But basically, this one person doesn't have a role, isn't a streamer. Like, you have to dox yourself pretty much to get on that website. Because you have to not only have a picture of yourself, ID. It's like with any adult website. You have to dox yourself. You have to have a basically a paper stating that you're who you are. So they're like, okay, so we know who you are. So they have all the records on file, all that. But this person doesn't have to do that. Yet, they are able to basically act as a mediator in that particular server. And they are a very left-wing. And I understand that you have progressive people in this area. I know my audience. But I do know that there's different types of progressive people, because I am, surprisingly, one of the lower-end progressives, where, yeah, we do like some progressive stuff, and it's okay, but at the same time, like, if something's not progressive and is more conservative, I'm not upset by that. And there's, of course, a lot of things in hyper-progressives. You know what? That's a good way to put it. Extreme hyper-progressives that I don't like, you know? I don't care if people are gay or bi or even trans. I don't care. But when it's, like, everywhere, that's, yeah, a problem. And this is a guy that actually has, you know, spent time with gay folks. You know, I was a gay friend of mine, a man, and I used to talk with him for hours because he was just so easy to talk to about everything. And he was a very, very rich man. He's a very, very rich man. But that didn't bother me. Like, I didn't care. I ate some of the best steak you've ever eaten in your entire life. Like, they had really good food and just, it's just, you know, amazing, right? But I didn't never think about him for his money. Like, it was never a thing. It was like, oh, this is a man, you know, had a cup of coffee. We'd go in there and he'd just want to hear stories. He'd just want to hear people talk. He liked to communicate. And that was great. And I would talk to him about everything. And it was just a great time. He had a little dog and, you know, I mean, you didn't roll over on him. He knew how to use a rifle, and he'd shoot you if you were on his property. But, yeah, as far as that other situation, yeah, he was a good guy to talk to. About movies, anything. Anything was on your mind. He was really good for advice. And we met him because, basically, he needed work done, and he was wanting to pay men to do work for him. And there was all kinds of work because he had a lot of land. It was haunted land. And that's pretty cool. I've actually seen the pictures of the specters and things. That was neat. But, anyway, yeah, I got no problems with people being that. Like, even when I was a young boy, I think I may have mentioned this, but, A friend of my mother's, actually, she was a lesbian. She married a woman. And, they were, basically, I mean, I would come over there and hang out with their son, you know, and I would spend the night on the guest bed over there. So I've slept over lesbians' house, I've slept over gay men's house, I've slept over, you know, all of it. It doesn't bother me. None of that shit bothers me. But the thing is, like, there was always content for them, which is fine. Because, like, I would go through his movies, and he'd say, well, you know, that one there for gay, so you might not like that one. And he would always kind of laugh. He said, that one's kind of gay, so, you know, be, it's like, if you're not into that, you know, I was like, yeah, and he would always kind of laugh, he's like, you know, but see, he used to work at a mental health facility, you know, and basically, you know, they would give Benadryl to the people that had really bad anxiety and couldn't calm down. And he said, you take like half a Benadryl. And I said, well, what happens if I take a full one? He said, well, you go to sleep. And I said, well, that's not a bad thing, is it? So I've been taking one Benadryl a night to help me get to sleep because I've got bad tinnitus. And it's not tonight, it's like, oh yeah, I listen to really heavy music, but I don't listen to music in that ear. It's the left ear, guys. The right ear has, you know, because even though some guys get by with it at work, I usually just have one earbud in when I'm at work, right? In my right ear, because my left ear's got tinnitus, so I don't think it's a good idea to exacerbate that. So I don't put anything in it. That's why I don't wear headphones when I do shows either. I've talked about that. But, you know, and also it's probably because I was blaring my own music in my ears when I was recording music. That happens when you're trying to make sure you get your levels right. Oh, I am not doing good at all at this. This game is not for me. Like, those guys, they take a long... I mean, I don't know. Is it all about some patterning and shit? Do I even have to fight them all? Is it, like, avoiding them? I think maybe I have to avoid them. But, anyway, guys, what I was saying here is, again, I don't have problems with gay folks. I don't have a problem with trans or anything like that. But... you know, again, there's people that kind of push a little too hard on the progressive stuff. And that one person in particular that uses a rainbow heart, which kind of is a dead giveaway, is a progressive person. Might even be trans. But the thing is, this person, they basically act as judge and jury for that server. And I don't really care for that. Because, yeah, there's some cool devs I met in there. Like, that cool dev I met in there. And that's cool. But the thing is, it was a, you know, not safe for work game dev. Even though they don't really do games, per se. They do movies. Because they're even like, oh, we have a movie version of the game. And the game is literally just like Honey Select as far as... oh, you can just, like, set up different settings. And it's not really like a game with story. It's more like a simulation. So, I mean, I guess that can be considered a game in some ways. But for me, I don't know. It doesn't feel gamey. It feels more like, oh, this is an interactive movie that you can basically change the settings and scenery of. Or the positions. Something like that. There's no real story to this. And, I mean, that's fine for people that like that stuff. Like, I'm not gonna hate on them for that. But, yeah, that's kind of what I felt of it. I don't have any problem with the animation team. They're really working their asses off to make that food as shit. And even though I don't like it, I gotta respect it. Like, it's like, I don't like this, but damn it, you're working hard on it. So, I'm not gonna hate you for it. And... you know, it's like, good going. These models don't look bad. If they didn't have the undercarriage, I'd be, you know, I'd like it more. But I understand I'm not the intended audience. But I'm not gonna hate it. It's like okay. I like Frosted Flakes, but I'm not gonna hate on Lucky Charms. Because, you know, maybe I don't like Lucky Charms. It's like, I don't like Lucky Charms. But Lucky Charms still sells boxes of cereal. Like, they still do well, right? They still do good. And there's people out there that still like Lucky Charms. Maybe some people that like Lucky Charms eat Frosted Flakes. But, you know, I'm not going to be like, oh, man, oh, that's awful. You eat Lucky Charms. I don't fucking care. It doesn't matter. I like my Frosted Flakes, right? Even though, honestly, it's the other way around. I actually did really like Lucky Charms a lot as a child. So, I don't eat that kind of stuff anymore. I don't even really eat breakfast anymore. I actually eat fucking candy for breakfast. Yeah, that's real. Well, it's also because I have low blood sugar, so it really helps to have, like, a peanut butter Butterfinger or something when I first get to work. That, like, really helps me. A lot of people don't understand, like, why would you eat like that? First of all, I don't really gain that much. I don't gain weight because I've got a high metabolism. Stupidly high metabolism. And secondly, because I have a high metabolism, like, you know, you need sugar. Because that sugar just goes right out of you. Because if you've got low blood sugar because of your high metabolism, yeah, that's, you know, you want to make sure you get that sugar in there. Because my body basically runs off sugar. Sugar and carbs. I've always had a very carb-heavy diet. And I don't weigh 1,000 pounds. Trust me, I've had the hardest time trying to get to 160. But yeah, I was like, you eat carbs like crazy. And like breads, pastas, all that shit, meats. Yeah, it doesn't work, guys. Fucking fitness trainers would give up. They're like, okay, here's the hormones. Just fucking take the hormones at this point. It's like, yeah, for real. And it's not even my fault. It's just my weird body chemistry. It's like, man, if I had a daughter, she would be the most narcissistic, skinny bitch ever. But she'd either be one of those that's like, I can't gain weight! Or she'd be like the most narcissistic, skinny bitch ever because she'd be like, oh, all these guys love me because I'm skinny and I can't gain weight no matter how much I eat. I'd be like, oh god, there's my daughter dressed up like a fucking whore again. Like, you got your whore pants on again. Like, you can't even say that. Like, I couldn't even say that. Like, she's a teenager, because, look, if I had gotten a couple of these girls pregnant about the time I would have, you know, when I was dating them, I would have had to deal with that. And she'd been part Latin. Either part Latin or part Norwegian. Now, she was Norwegian. No, Swedish, I'm sorry. She was the one girl I was with. She was... No? There was one who was straight up redneck. So she'd either be fiery redneck. Well, there's two of them she'd be fiery redneck. And then there's the one that would be fiery Latina. Which, that had been some bullshit. And then there'd be the one what would be, no, Swedish. She might be okay. I don't know. It really would have depended on what the gene pool did, right? But people are like, Grim, because you didn't have kids and you didn't have a thought, I'm thankful. Yeah, I bet. I bet you're thankful. But look at all the simp money I'm missing, guys. Because, you know, she'll make all that money. I'm gonna get some of that money. It's like, how dare you have your daughter have an OnlyFans? You know better than that. The Manosphere taught you better. Yeah, I know. I'm joking, guys. I'm joking. I'd be pretty damn upset. And I've said that several times. If a daughter of mine wanted to start an OnlyFans, I don't think that's going to happen for me. I don't think I could be talked into it. I'm not the kind of man that could be. There's some men they might go for. Me, I don't think I could. But you do adult games, Daddy. I was like, yeah, well, that's different. How is it different? Them women ain't real. You are. There you go. See, there's an argument right there. Slam that fucking gavel down. All right. Damn. All this and I ain't had nothing but one Guinness beer. There's probably guys that are like, you had one Guinness stout and you're acting like this, Grim? What would happen if you had two Guinness stout? Or God forbid, a whole pint? I don't know. Might get really interesting. I will say, though, I like to relax with a nice beer. Not all the time. That beer, woo! It's a little, when they said stout, they meant stout. I gotta get a better stout. I gotta get a smoother beer. I was gonna get the Blue Moon because I had the Blue Moon at the theater. And I looked at the Blue Moon they had at the store, and the Blue Moon they had at the store was non-alcoholic. And I said, why the hell am I gonna spend money on non-alcoholic beer? That don't make no sense. That's like buying hot sauce that isn't hot. It's like you just bought sauce. Like, I mean, sure, you can make it taste like something, but there's no heat. What's the fucking point? It's supposed to be hot sauce, not cold sauce. What the hell? It's not medium sauce it's mild sauce. Mild sauce? That's weak sauce. Get that shit out of here. You want hot heat up in this bitch. God damn it. There we go. But yeah, anyway, it does suck the way the guy was treated, and I sent him an email, and I said, you know, it did kind of suck the way they treated you, and he said, you know, he said, it's all right. It's like, it was just, he tried and tried and tried to get his point across, and he was a marketing guy. So apparently, like, the head boss was telling him what to do, and he was just doing what he was told. And he was trying to get it through because they wanted to do a partnership, like a marketing partnership with this platform. And, you know, because of the way he did it, like, one of the models was like, well, I'll never work with him. And I'm like, and I was saying to myself, this person here isn't even a model. Like, they're not even a streamer. It's like, it's the weirdest shit. Again, that person that's making all the decisions in there and I get into an argument with isn't even a streamer. But the main guy that runs the website, he seems to have a really good relationship with her. Now, I don't have any problem with Joystick as a whole, but I do see the same issues that I saw with what ePlay has become. It seems to be a place where, yeah, at first there might be some gaming and true gaming, but honestly, what I'm noticing, and this is from some of the chats I've read in the lounge, a lot of the girls there are very focused on this stuff, as in, and I mean this in a very, like, a way you guys will understand, is basically this is money to them. Like, this is their livelihood. I know that's hard for you guys to believe, and maybe some of you guys will believe that, but this is like their livelihood. So when they see a guy like me or maybe another person that isn't really that, isn't doing the same kind of role, they look at me as like almost a threat. But basically somebody to take one or two viewers away that might give them money. And that money to them is more important than anything, because they are more worried about paying their bills than anything else. Anything else you could possibly think of. They will act sexy, they will do anything you want them to online as long as you pay them money, because they've gotta pay bills. You know, That's the main thing. And when they look at somebody like me, like, even though I'm small, I've taken away some viewers that might be theirs, and they need those viewers because those viewers may give them money. And if they do give them money, which I haven't gotten any money, by the way, from anybody on Joystick. Nobody's given me any money. Nobody ever does. It's just, I expect it by now. But, like I was saying, guys, yeah, they basically... Alright. Hold on. Alright, so this is not easy. Maybe I should start using that more often. Damn, you don't even really get that many hits. Is there something I can, like, buy? Like... No? I mean, survival. Easy. Good playing on easy. Like, this game is not made for me. It's really not. It's okay. I mean, I didn't pay that much for it, but it had an update recently, and I decided to go ahead and give it a go. I was gonna play 1000 Resists, but it's way too story-driven to just jump into right now. And yes, it's about a robot waifu, so maybe I should have played it, but whatever. Back to what we were talking about, I swear this is gonna make sense soon. So, yeah, again, I'm cutting into their bottom dollar. I think that's kind of how they see it. Even though there's not a lot of people there, like, I've looked at some of the viewers on the different streams, and yeah, there's trolls and stuff, but I haven't seen that many on the streams in general. Like, I had, like, 4 on one of mine, and that's cool. Like, it might even been some of you guys, which is cool. And I know I had one person from Joystick, like, join? And I don't know if they're still here or they're the one that left. Because I went from 206 to 205 on BitChute. And it wasn't until after I posted not so much of the adult content, but maybe some more of the rants videos. Maybe they didn't know. The rants videos, the article videos. Maybe they didn't really know what we do here at the Grim Dungeon of Degeneracy. We also talk about degeneracy. Like, it's not just about the degeneracy that we have, but it's about the real fucked up degeneracy, like the shit we talked about yesterday with the teacher. That's real degeneracy. You know, it's one thing in the Lust Theory to be like an older, like I'd say a college student and a teacher, but like an 11-year-old, come on. And again, I really do think that that's how anime villains are born. Like, you can laugh, but, like, how is that young man not gonna grow up to be like Hitler? Like, think about it. He has to outlive knowing that the woman... And he's a geeky guy. Like, he's a really geeky, Poindexter... looking dude. Like, I looked at him at first in the image, and then I looked at them in, like, I think, what was it, prom, or I can't remember what it was. But if you look at him, he's a really geeky guy. First, he looked like he might be a Chad, but I'm like, no, this was a geeky guy thinking he found, like, a trad wife, right? In Minnesota. Like, maybe he was a fan of Nick, and it was like, well, you know, maybe I can find myself, a Miss Rikita. Maybe I can find myself something like that. And basically, what, Lady Rackets, right? That's what they call her. Anyway, he tried, and she left him for a 11-year-old. And again, like, you have to live your entire life knowing that a woman that you were going to marry left you for an 11-year-old. Like, that's something you have to live with. Like, as long... He's young. Think about, like, when he's 50, 60, he has to tell his, well, you know, one day, son, I was engaged to a lovely woman, and she left me for an 11-year-old. And of course he's devastated. He says it's fucked up. He's probably listening to the heaviest shit you can think of. Like, this guy, it's either heavy or super doomy or depressing. Like, every depressing song you can possibly think of right now is in that guy's playlist. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he's just got on the most extreme incel kick. And somebody even said, what if this kid goes and... No, not the guy he married, but not the guy he's getting engaged to, but the kid, the 11-year-old, goes on a spree because of that. Which, I don't know, man. I think this guy needs to be monitored. The dude that fucking, like, lost his love of his life, the woman he was going to marry, to an 11-year-old. Like, dude, I would have, like, every FBI agent in the whole FBI, like, watching this kid right now. I'd be scared to, like, this guy is going to become, like, Mussolini, Hitler, and Mao combined. Like, there's no way that's not going to fucking happen. If he does not necrope, and I don't want him to do that, but at the same time, like, I can't even imagine myself in those shoes. How can you even think about, like, you can't, there's no way. Like, that dude is, like, whatever he was into, like, he's into it more hardcore than ever now. If there was even any kind of extreme outlooks that guy had, he's in them in so far. Like, this dude is, like, number one in the incel community right now. He's like, my wife or my fiance left me for an 11-year-old child. Like, how can... I just don't get it. Like, this is... It's unreal. I can't even imagine it. Like, I can't believe it's real. It sounds like something you'd see in a like a fiction novel, right? Like a comic book or... Like, not even a comic book. Like, it's too fucked up for some of the more fucked up shit that's been out there in comics. It's just that bizarre. Like, you know how Transmetropolitan was saying, like, you know, showing some really crazy shit like that. The kid... That the cartoon mascots for kids were going to show how to put on condoms and sex work and all that kind of stuff. Well, yeah, that was really fucked up, right? But you know what's real fucked up? When your fiance leaves you for an 11-year-old. That's fucked up. Like, even Warren Ellis isn't thinking of that. Like, as crazy and dystopian as Transmetropolitan was, never in that man's mind did he say, I'm going to have a scenario where there's two people that get married and the woman leaves him for a child. Never! Like, that would never even, like, that's the furthest depths of hell in the human mind. That's like something that Satan would tempt you with. Like, the actual fucking devil. Like, I'm not even talking about the heavy metal Dio holy diver devil. I'm talking about the real fucking hardcore Satan. That's what you'd expect. Like, you'd go with this woman, and she'd be everything, and then all of a sudden, walking with an 11-year-old, and you're like, where am I? I thought I was in heaven. And then Satan says, ha, ha, ha. No, you're in hell. And you'll be forced to relive this for eternity. And this is your punishment. Like, seriously, guys. You have no idea how fucked up that's got me. And it is really over. Like the incels say, it's over. It's really over. Like... You know, I could understand if he was a Chad type dude, right? Like, but I looked at the guy. I mean, we saw pictures. We looked at the pictures of the guy. First I said, oh, he's a Chad. Then I looked at his picture and said, no, he's like a geek. And I was like freaking out. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, this is what guys have to look forward to? You know what? I'm going to tell you guys right now. Like, if you're with an AI waifu and you want to keep that because it might be better than what you're going to get now. If your wife future wife, rather, is going to leave you for a child, you're probably better off with the robot. Like, honestly, you're better off with AI. 120,000% better off with AI. Instead of becoming a supervillain like this young man most certainly will. Like, he's going to be a supervillain. Like, if there's any anime villain storyline, it's my fiance left me for a child. That's the fucking worst thing. Like, Batman can be like, okay, my parents were murdered. I became Batman. It's like, well, Batman, the love of my life left me for a child. And Batman's like, oh, I thought I had it rough. Imagine if Selina Kyle left Batman at the altar for a young Robin at what, 11, 12? What would Bruce think? Bruce would be like, I lost my parents, and now Selina is cheating on me with 11, 12-year-old Robin? Like, this is my life now as Batman? He might not want to be Batman anymore. He might become a villain. He might be like, you know, Joker, you've got a point. We need more laughter in society. People just aren't laughing enough. And the Joker will look at him and be like, Bats, what's gotten into you? Well, you see, Robin, he and Selina, Catwoman? Yes, Catwoman. And Robin, the boy. Yes, Joker, the boy. Like, I'm sorry, that's worse than Batman's parents dying. You have no idea. Like, yes, your parents died, it's a pretty horrible thing. The love of your life leaves you for a fucking child. That's a horrible thing. That's the 9/11 of horrible things. I just can't believe it, man. It's the most fucked up thing I've ever heard. And I can't believe it. It's literally over. Like, I don't know why enough. I mean, I'm sure people talked about this, but I don't think they talked about it enough. I don't think they really talked about the, you know, what this means. And there's more of these cases. There's more teachers into this. And we're talking teachers. What's going on with regular women? Like, that aren't teachers. You know, like, I thought it was just something that went on in the Philippines. Like, you know, the Filipina P was talking about where they would basically have the rich men with money, the pedophiles, you know, basically have things happen with their sons and daughters. It's terrible. But basically, no, that's not what is going. I mean, that's not the case. It's not just them. It's not just them being, oh, I don't have any money, so the American dollar stretches. Like, again, none of that is excusable, but we're talking about American women. American women that, Lenny Kravitz told us to stay away from. Maybe he was right. Mama let me be. I'm serious, guys. That's literally what we've got going on right now. I don't think I'll ever pass this elevator. Because it's an elevator to fucking hell. That's what it is. And now I have to go through life knowing that there's a young man out there. A young man in his 20s that has to deal with the fact that his fiance, this was a woman, again, this is a woman that you have pledged love and devotion to, that you're going to be with to death do you part. She's that trad wife. Maybe you're bragging to some of the incels at the time. Maybe you're saying, oh, you guys are just a bunch of woman hating. You don't respect women. You know, maybe he said things like that, right? But guess what? Now, I'll bet he's got a different tune. It's heartbreaking, it's devastating, it's insane to think about. Maybe some women took pity on him, and maybe he'll find his trad wife through one of those that took pity on him. Like, pity is a thing with women. Like, they can be like, well, I felt bad because this guy's fiance literally left him for a kid, and that's the most devastating, heartbreaking thing I've ever witnessed. And maybe she'll be of good heart, and maybe he will not become an anime villain. But, I mean, it's fucking crazy. It's just hard to believe that, such a thing would happen. Alright, so what is this? Oh, did I die somehow? Huh? I mean, there's always good things that can happen, right? Sometimes there's goodness in people. Not everything has to be doom and gloom. But it still is the path to anime villain. Like, again, that's worse than Batman's parents dying. Because there's a lot of games and stories that my parents died. But, like, yeah, and I mean, that sucks for them. It's a horrible thing. Again, we're not gonna, you know, soften that and say, oh, it's not a big deal. When your parents die, that's horrifying, right? Of course, what Batman saw, what Bruce saw was terrible. It was terrifying to him. It made him become Batman. It made him want to fight all the criminals and all the evil, right? So, that was really devastating for Bruce. But, when you have, like, Talia al Ghul, right? Or Talia, I can't remember her name. Like, I can't remember her name. Is it Ra's al Ghul's daughter? Or, again, Selina Kyle, women that Batman has married in some of the comics, right? Bruce has been married to some of those women. Like, what happens when, you know, they find Robin attractive? Like, that's a problem. Alfred be like, "What are you doing, Miss Kyle? What are you..." Yeah, something like that. "What are you doing with young Sir Robin?" "Oh, don't do that. That young man isn't ready for such adventures yet." I mean, really, that's literally what we're getting into. That's literally what we're talking about here. And it's ridiculous. Like, it's hard to even put your head around. Like, because it sounds like something that you'd find in, like, Mad Magazine or something. Or not even, like, again, Mad Magazine doesn't even go that far. Like, there's fucking boundaries in the world that we just do not push. And, like, that's one of them. It's just a little ridiculous when that sort of thing happens. Uh-oh. Okay. I might beat it. I might not, though. I did. The game was actually playable on easy. Come, I mean, imagine that. I mean, it's totally something we'd see in The Boys. I will say that. It's totally something we'd see in The Boys. I think, Garth Ennis would go to that level of depravity. But again, there was a moral behind it, usually. Like, there's a moral... Well, sometimes there's a moral. Sometimes it's just... the fact that life is not, like, things aren't what they seem, which is what The Boys is really about. It's like, oh, they seem to be great heroes, but no, they're not heroes at all. They're like a marketing thing. And they're actually assholes that use their power to do dumb shit. Thankfully, we're getting a Superman that brings back that sense of goodness. It would be good to see some good and righteousness in the world. I know that sounds crazy coming from a guy that does a lot of adult content. But again, I've always kind of separated that part from, like, who I am as a person. And honestly, like, we've got the Superman who's bringing the trunks back, who's bringing the kind-hearted, moral... values of Superman back. You know, truth, justice, and the American way. Like, that's how it ought to be, right? I'm really glad to see this character being brought back. And I think Corin Sweat's going to do a great job. He is kind of like the Wish version of, of course, you know, what's his name? I can't think of his name. You know who I'm talking about. The Superman and Witcher guy. Yeah. And the Warhammer guy now, right? I don't think he's gonna fuck up Warhammer. Hope not. Henry Cavill. That's a David Cavill. Henry Cavill, yeah. But I'm glad, you know, they get this young man like David Corin Sweat and kind of build him into like a Henry Cavill type character, which there's nothing wrong with. I think that's great. And I think he'll be a great Superman, the younger Superman for a rebooted franchise, you know. A Superman for the modern era that's about truth, justice, and the American way, something we haven't had in a long time. A Superman that will save your lost kitten and say, "Oh, my kitten is in a tree, Superman! Superman, I'm stuck in traffic!" Well, I mean, I don't think Superman's going to do anything about that. I think you just have to be stuck in traffic and wait till traffic passes. As much as people would love Superman to lift their car out of traffic and just carry it over. Superman, the bus is going to fall and all the children are going to perish. Like they did with Spider-Man. It's like, Superman, this man's going to mug me. You know, going back to that Superman, which is great. Not the dark, evil Superman. They're done with that, which is good. I'm glad that that James Gunn is going back to that kind of Superman, because that's the Superman that we really need right now. Like, we don't need this dark, brooding shit, because it's not really doing good for society. I think society's gotten too degenerate. And again, this is coming from a guy that does degenerate content. We're Grimm's Dungeon of Degeneracy. However, when the guy that does degenerate content says the world's too degenerate, that's a problem. Because, alright, in my age of degeneracy, like in the 90s, we had degenerate shit, but it was at certain times. Like at night, you'd have your prime time degeneracy with Howard Stern and Brooke Burke and all that kind of stuff, right? They would do that kind of stuff late at night. That's when they did it. They did that kind of thing late at night. You didn't have all kinds of craziness on the television. Normally, you didn't have all that kind of stuff. And I think things have gotten just a little bit too degenerate. Now all the heroes had to be dark and evil and gritty and... It's like, we just need to bring it back to the roots. I mean, in Batman, of course, this Batman, he isn't tied to James Gunn's universe. And they still want to do it because they have that contract for it. But they'll probably cut him out, too, and probably do a more... I don't know. Are they gonna go back to Wham and Pow and, you know, na 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 Batman? Like, I don't know. I don't know if they're gonna do that. Like, that would be interesting. But of course, Batman doesn't even seem to be on the roster right now for James Gunn's universe. He's doing some Wildstorm shit though. So I'm really surprised that he decided to bring those characters in. Of course, Alan Moore, he did an opinion about comic books, which I'll talk about tomorrow when we do the articles show. Because, of course, I'm doing my supplementary articles show that you guys will really enjoy. Because we have a lot of AI stuff and robot stuff and all kinds of cool stuff to talk about, right? We always do. game is kind of fun and addictive now that it's made so I can actually play it. And you're kind of stuck in one area, like you can't really run and shoot. Alright, these guys are assholes. Asshole! Fuck! All right. After this, probably gonna quit. I've played a lot of the game, right? So you know whether you want to pick it up or not. I've played it before on this show, but or the channel, rather. Damn, I hate these fucking things. I actually got an extra heart. I want to keep it. Oh, no! Damn! I hate that they come back at you. Damn. Shit! Great! Probably not gonna beat that, no. You have to have more health for that. That shit gets hard. And this is easy. I mean, it had me at a checkpoint, but I don't see checkpoint now. Oh, my thumb's getting tired. Shit. Good for reaction. You're trying to measure your reaction time. This game's real good for that. Fuck. These damn chainsaw guys are a pain in the ass. They really are. I do not like them. I wish there was a way you could... Oh, there is a way you could get your hearts back. Damn! See, sometimes when you... And you're forced to use your max. That kind of sucks. So, yeah, at that point, I'm done. Alright, so at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I guess I'll see you next time on Grim Plays when I got more games to play and something else to rant about. Later.